We can get there, we can accomplish the mission we've been assigned, but we will need resources matched to the strategy, civilian expertise matched to military capabilities, and the continued support of the American people.
Good morning, I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry, and that was Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday. Although Mullen repeatedly said that no final decision has been made on future troop numbers in Afghanistan, he did say that more troops and more time will be needed to get a successful military outcome in the region, and it was really the first time specifically we've heard a military commander of Mullen's rank say that more troops will be needed. With us now is Tom Shanker, Pentagon correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Tom joins us from Washington, D.C. Welcome back, Tom.
Good morning, Todd. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Set the scene for us in the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday. A lot of eyes on Mullen. There's been a lot of talk in Washington about increased troop levels, but we finally got a little bit of meat on the bone, right?
That's exactly right. And I thought it was very significant, Admiral Mullen's comments that victory in Afghanistan will likely need more troops and much more time was part of his prepared statement. As you know, watching the way Washington works, often these sort of very provocative and telling comments come under intense questioning. But clearly, Admiral Mullen showed up for his testimony yesterday, fully prepared to put this record, to put this statement on the record, and it had several implications. It's shaping a debate that's going to be a national debate over the way ahead in Afghanistan, and he was saying to the nation and to Congress and to the White House as well that more resources and more patience are most likely needed. And I thought really significant was he was raising a flag and saying, and the military wants you to hear what we have to say, not behind closed doors, but in a public Senate hearing.
All right, well, let's get more of a sense of what Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mullen had to say to senators yesterday in Mullen's own words.
A properly resourced counterinsurgency probably means more forces.
And he also had this to say.
It's very clear to me we will need more resources.
More forces, more resources, and a properly resourced counterinsurgency. So more forces, more advisors is one thing, but what does the military actually want to do with these boots in Afghanistan?
Well, the most significant change in the strategy under General McChrystal, and of course, begun by the White House in March, is to inject classic counterinsurgency techniques into the war in Afghanistan. You know, in many ways, the war in Afghanistan hasn't gone on for 8 years. It's gone on 1 year at a time, eight times over. Each time they go in, they clear territory, they kill bad guys, then they leave. The new strategy requires a lot of forces because once they clear an area, they want to hold it, they want to rebuild it, they want to secure it by protecting the population. That is just an incredibly boots-on-the-ground intensive kind of strategy.
There's a lot more reporting on the story to be done, not to mention the fact that there is a sharp divide in Congress about whether the president should get more troops. Democrats, leading Democrats, saying they do not want to commit more troops to Afghanistan. Republicans like John McCain saying it's essential. Tom Shanker of The Times, that means we'll have you back to talk about it. Tom Shanker is Pentagon correspondent at The New York Times, joining us to talk about Admiral Mike Mullen.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.